Hello and welcome to another episode of Mike M's Weekly Reads. No specific topics today, just some rambling. I didn't ask for questions. Just some things I'm thinking about, plus some recent purchases. I recently purchased, let me grab it. It's another Flash. So it's a Flash 129. So I'm getting really close to completing Flash. I mean, really close. It's getting to be like where it's in those first 10 issues with a few sporadic ones, and the sporadic ones are few and far between. But this one is a really nice copy. This is probably fine, very fine. If you're conservative, if you're not conservative, it's a very fine. And what makes this important is it's the second Golden Age Flash appearance in Silver Age comics. So I have the first one, the Flash of Two Worlds, and this is the second one. And it features both Flashes on the cover, and Flash is getting a blast from Captain Cold's freeze gun while Trickster is playing with the fishing rod and hook on Jay Garrick. And it says, featuring a pair of Flashes versus a duo of villains in Double Danger on Earth. The other thing that I purchased, and he has a few Flashes that I am missing, so I can get really close to completing at least minus those very few expensive ones. I could get very close, and I think I will because he has 35% off and then he gives me a little bit more, so I might go for some of these things. The other thing that I purchased recently was we had talked about Atari Force number 2 on Retrocast, and I went and purchased some of the remaining issues I had not. So now I'm only missing three. I think I'm missing the last issue, the issue before the penultimate issue, and the special edition. And then I'll have a complete run of that. And I think they're gonna republish this in trade soon because the one that's due out in March is the Atari Comics mini comic one, kind of like what they did with Sword Quest and Yar's Revenge. That came out through Dynamite. They're coming out with Atari Force, which is the prequel to this series, the one that was popular and published by DC. The prequel was put into the cartridges, and it has the Tempest's father, Champion. There might be some other bridge of characters from that. We'll see as I read it. If I remember correctly, I had one of the comics, the mini comics. I bought, God, I can't remember if it was Star Fox or one of those space games. Really sucked. At least I thought it did at the time. It wasn't, I'm not the type of gamer that has patience like to explore things and do stuff and find new rooms and be in space and find things in space. And if I'm not engaged, I lose interest. And I don't remember liking that game that much. I usually like things that I'm more engaged with and I don't have to think, and I hate 3D for some reason. I like a 2D game. I like 3D fighters sometimes. Like one of my favorite games was Virtual Fighter on the Sega Genesis. Or was it on the Dreamcast? It might have been on both. I still have my Sega Saturn. I don't think I have my Dreamcast anymore. I mean, my Dreamcast I sold to a friend, which I wish I would have kept it just for Crazy Taxi, and some of the games that I did have on it that I really enjoyed. But I wouldn't have played them much, to tell you the truth. I have an Xbox first generation. I haven't even popped that out. Like, just even try anything. The only games I play are sometimes on my iPad. I was playing Red Baron the other night, which was it was kind of like a Battle Zone, if you remember back in the day, with just the green lines, but this was the white lines, and you were a biplane in World War One, and you had to shoot up other biplanes and blimps. Yeah, I don't know what got me playing that, but I started playing Red Baron. So that's some recent procurements, and then for some reason, I don't know how, but it came up that the comic shop guy that I know very, very well, I've been going there for years, he asked, "Why do you know so much about like comics that you don't buy here?" Like, and I've told him in the past, but not directly. I said, "'Cause I get most of them," and he goes, "Well, what do you get?" And I go, "I get almost all of Marvel, almost all of Dynamite." I just rattled them off, and so that's why I know, because I read a lot. And he says, "Well, why don't you come here?" And I says, "Because I can't afford to buy the volume that I do if I came here." And let's be honest, I said, "You can't give me 50% off." And he says, "You're right, because then I wouldn't make anything." So that was an interesting conversation. But I said, "I still come here." Like I said, "I come here because I like to come here, and I get my DC here. Because DC is my favorite, and I figure I'll come and pick up my I like to go to the shop on sometimes I don't get out of work until after 7, shop is closed. But if I break away at 6:30, sometimes I'll get in there just in time. And be able to poke around, get my weekly comics, and then leave. But yeah, it was an interesting conversation. I know he feels bad, 'cause he's having a bad month as terms of sales. There was the government shutdown for even though it was a weekend or something. He notices a difference, and that's why he has some sales going on. He's got a guy there that's helping him, I think, so they can, turn things around. But I don't know what it's like across the other parts of the country, but I think people are cutting back. I just get the feeling, just listening to podcasts and such. I've even considered it, but man, my compulsion is so bad. It's like when I go to order, I have good thoughts and ideas, and I just get that itch. It's like a bad itch. But yeah, I'd like to cut back and focus a little bit, but I don't I always make promises to myself that I can't keep. But what was the other thing I wanted to talk about? I was listening to a podcast. It's Mike Pindell's Comic Book Addict, and I really like this podcast. I met him once. And I just get a joy out of it because he's a hardcore collector. I get a kick out of hardcore collectors. The only thing different between him and me is he doesn't, I don't think he intakes a lot of current comics, but he intakes a lot of old issues. And he's always looking for deals. Like he goes to flea markets, he goes to comic shops, he goes to 50 cent bins, and he finds all this cool shit. And he might have more comics than me. I mean, I'm pretty sure he does. And there's not too many people that do. But they're not current stuff. I mean, he does get current stuff, but he doesn't get a lot of current stuff. Like I think I get more current stuff than almost anybody, but my mood's shifting again and I want to read older stuff. So I don't know what's going on. There's a lot of stress at work. There's a lot of things that are changing my moods about what to read. I can't even read during the week. Makes it really difficult. But to yeah, t and then today we're gonna go to a movie. We always try to go to a movie on Saturday, but man, there's really nothing. I mean, I'm sure I could find something, but I just don't have the urge. And unless Barb says, "I want to see this," we probably won't go see a movie today. But it's probably best because I got a lot to clean. But I don't normally pick up toys, and I went to Target, and I always like to look at toys, and I like to look at Legos too, because as I play with my niece, I find out I really miss Legos, and it's something I'd like to get into, but I'm not. But I was in the toy aisle, and I was looking at the. I don't know. I normally buy toys anymore, like a very rare. Do I buy something? I might buy a Star Wars ship, a vehicle, if it's something I really enjoyed from a film, or it's a particular character. I would like to get a lot more toys, but man, I just don't have the room. But I ran across this DK3. Well, actually, it's the Dark Knight Wonder Woman version, and I was like, well, I'll just buy this. But I flipped it over. And I was like, wow, it's got a Build-A-Figure. And it's Dr. Psycho. And Dr. Psycho to this day could be one of my top, if not the top, Wonder Woman villains. I love when he shows up in Wonder Woman. Like, he's one of my favorite villains. So I had to buy it. I had to have a build a figure, and it came with Cassandra, the Wonder Woman, Wonder Girl, and you basically got the torso and head in one, and the arms and legs in another. And with that, I was able to build Dr. Psycho. So I have two new figures. I opened them up. I built Dr. Psycho, and it was really cool. But I wish I could take these to work and play with my toys. But I already have too many pop things and my cube's starting to look like a mess already, so I am not going to take them to work to play with. But what's Raven doing down here? That should be in a box. The new Raven came out. I should read that. It's Marv Wolfman and Pop Man. I really want to read more, but man, I just today this morning I read some stuff. I read some Image, some Archie for Geek Brunch, and they were all right. I didn't read any like the other earlier images I read were much better than these ones, but Slots was really entertaining. And it fits in that hard case crimes kind of stuff, so I was happy to read that. Sleepless, God, it's got the best creative teams that could be in comics right now, but they're in a genre that I don't care about. But it was written really well. Sarah Vaughan, who, man, she's becoming one of my favorite writers. And I'm gonna stick this because I like the creative team, but she's amazing. I like her writing, especially when she writes like Dead Man or any kind of romance type thing, Alex and Ada or anything like that. And this one looks like it could be a romance type story, but it's in a fantasy realm, which doesn't rock my world. I've never cared for Dungeons and Dragons. I'll never play Dungeons and Dragons. I might buy the comic books that were DC just to be a DC completist, but I think I watched the cartoon back in the 80s, I think it was, Dungeons and Dragons. But there's a couple of things I don't think I'll ever, I'm not going to say I'll never do, but I'll never play Dungeons and Dragons or role playing because I just don't care. The other thing I'll probably never read, Strangers in Paradise, because I just don't care. I'll never read Love and Rockets. I mean, people talk about these things and oh my God, but nothing they talk about draws me in and I don't have an urge to read it. Usagi Yojimbo, same thing. No urge. But I'm not say I'll never read it. Doctor Who, I'll guarantee I'll never read or watch. I don't care. That's one property I don't care about. But I'm glad that people are passionate about those things. I mean, it's good to be passionate about things and love things. It's just not everything's for me. But I think that's enough of my rambling. I'm going to go over and record an episode of the comics I read and finish up one episode and post it and get it out. I'm still trying to figure out what to do with DC because we don't record DC noise anymore. So I'm trying to figure out what I can do, what I have time for, and just to keep the feed alive, or if I move it over to Geek Brunch, or what to do. But we'll have to see, 'cause DC Noise isn't really DC Noise without Keith. It just isn't. So if he's not around to do stuff, and Michelle has him go hiking and doing this Orange Theory therapy, we're not going to record that much, and if it is, it's going to be few and far between. Meanwhile, we're paying for a domain name and host site, so I got to figure out what to do. And if I do do something, what does it take away time from? That's the big key. So, just some rambling, and be back in a while with the Week of Reads. Thank you. And we're back with Mike M's Weekly Reads, and we're gonna jump into the. We're gonna do 2 weeks in here because they're really small weeks of reading. So this is for the week of March 20th, 2017 to March 26th, 2017, and during that week it was a low week. I don't remember what was going on because I didn't read that much. But there were only 12 books that week. There were 8 Marvel and 4 DC. And I think what you're going to see in the next coming weeks is that this is about the time I started losing interest in DC and switched over to Marvel. But we'll see if that's the case. I think it is, because I stayed in Marvel for quite a while. But let's start with the 3 out of 5s. We had Justice League of America, Justice League number 17. Mike comments on this is the story was just okay, but it did have some beautiful artwork by Fernando Parison. Pazarin. That's the best way to pronounce it because I have trouble with a lot of names. But it's Pasarin. And then we get to the 4 out of 5s. There were no 5 out of 5s that week. There was Wonder Woman 77 and Bionic Woman number 3. The focus was on the villains and how they're working together. All of them came from episodes of Wonder Woman and the Bionic Woman. Lots of history, but flow was a little awkward. That's what I had to say about Wonder Woman, but it was fun seeing the villains. I think I have more fond memories of the Wonder Woman villains than I do of the Bionic Woman villains, like I didn't remember them. Even though I think I've seen every episode of Bionic Woman. So we have Gotham Academy, second semester, number 7. You find out that Olive's roommate is not really there, but out of her imagination. She is a meaty Arkham. So this was a big reveal, and historically, Olive is related to the Arkham family. This is crazy. This is a big deal. In continuity, at least in my opinion, it is. Batman seems to know this, which makes it even more interesting. And then there's the question of does she have firepower? So, very good issue of Gotham Academy second semester. Then we get into Action Comics 976. This was the conclusion of Superman Reborn. Seems to have linked in more to the old universe into this one by and this is how he defeats Mxyzptlk. That's where the Clark during the Action Comics run, it's weird because you have Superman, from the old prior to 52, and he's married to Lois and they have a kid, Jonathan, and in Metropolis, there's another Clark Kent, and you find out that Mxyzptlk is involved with that Clark Kent. And he's mad. He's mad at Clark and Superman for forgetting about him when the New World started. So then we have Spectacular Spider-Man number 64 and 69 through 70. I think this is my Cloak and Dagger stuff. This is where the two kids survive the drug addiction testing from prescription and become Cloak and Dagger, and they kill the people who did it. So they were murderers. Spider-Man tries to stop them kill Silvermane, but Doctor Sape. They actually attempt to kill Silvermane and actually do sort of, but then a doctor saves him, and then there's a robot who fights Cloak and Dagger and Spider-Man, and they capture Silvermane. And this is when Spider-Man's struggling to keep them on the up and up, and not become villains and killers. Fantastic Four 416. I have no comment here, so I didn't write anything down. So I'm gonna go to my database. This one might take a while to load, and I'm going to look at the cover for 416 and see if I can recall what I read. So let's do that. So Fantastic Four came up. I go to edit, jump to issue, and then once jump to issue comes up, which it's having trouble, 416. 416. Oh, this was the final issue of the Onslaught issue, in the Epic collection that I was reading. So this was the Onslaught tie-in, and it was a good. I never read the Onslaught stuff. I think I skipped out of it and then came back when Liefeld and Jim Lee did the Reborn, the Marvel Reborn with the new universe characters and such. But yeah, it was a good issue of Fantastic Four. I highly recommend any of those Fantastic Four Epic collections, especially if you're hungry for reading the Fantastic Four. And I don't own that, so that is how I did read it. I think I stopped Fantastic Four around 394. Looks like I have a good solid run, and then 395 I don't have, and then I jumped back on at 500, and I think I have, like I said, that run of the Heroes Reborn stuff, but I skipped like the Onslaught stuff leading up to it. So at some point, man, I should just finish this thing, because I've read all these freaking issues, in all of these look familiar to me. I read them in the Epic Collection. And you might say, well, you've already read them. Why do you need them? Well, crap, I should just finish it and I can have a full run. So, the next one I read, these ones I finally read, they were the top 4 out of 5. So, Punisher issues 22 through 25. And this was the Scully's Ninja Camp, where he goes over to the ninja camp. He finds a lady who killed a boxer with poison. It was like a there was like a b boxing couple of boxing issues, and he's trying to figure out who killed the boxer. He takes down a Japanese organization and the senator with the Shadow Masters, and they lose the Ninja Master. And the Shadow Masters actually spun Epic series out of Punisher, and I think I went and procured them like because of this series. So let me check my database and see if I Shadow Masters. Yep, it was a 4-issue mini series in 1989 to 1990, and by Carl Potts and Dan Lawless. L Lawless. Lawless. And that's LIS, Lawless. But and it was an epic. Let me zoom in on the cover. The logo looks really strange. And actually the first issue actually stars the Punisher. It is not an epic. It's just a Marvel comic. The logo looks really unique. And on the first issue, it says in small print, "The origin of the mysterious ninjas as seen in the pages of the Punisher titles." So, yeah, that was a really good run of Punisher. This is when I got into it because of the Eric Larson stuff. Good stuff. And it actually made me go down the Punisher rabbit hole, and I've still worked. I finished just recently finished the Punisher War Zone, and I gotta start finishing the Punisher. And I am gonna, Maybe at the convention this year, my big purchase is going to be the first Punisher. It could be that. I'm going to jump into the books for March 27th through April 4th, April 2nd, sorry. And that week was a small week too. There were a total of 13 comics. We had two Marvel, one Image, one IDW, and nine DC. Starting with the 3 out of 5s, which means I just liked it. Just above, I don't like it. I just liked it. It was enough to entertain me. We had Green Lantern, Space Ghost. They get called to a planet where they don't believe there is anything beyond their world, which means they're isolated. You know that there's, and then they don't think there's other planets. They don't think there's other life outside their world. A scientist is building a ship and gets killed, so gives to niece, and then they swap of weapons. And then I put in here Photoshopped backgrounds were very distracting. And what I mean by swapped weapons, that means that Green Lantern got the arm bracelets of Space Ghost and Space Ghost got the ring. But I think it was Oliveri, he had some Photoshopped backgrounds and it was just like looking at a picture. It was kind of distracting. We got Prophet Volume 1, Number 5. This was the first series, and it was for me to complete my Prophet run. I went on an Extreme Studios completion tangent for a while in back issue purchases, and this Number 5 I needed. He was trapped in a computer battling in World War II and Vietnam in Ragnarok facility. Kirby had to go and rescue him. And then this also had Steven Platt art, and the Kirby was named, he was a character in Prophet, was named after Jack Kirby. His little white haired, he kind of looked like him a little bit. We have Titans Annual Number 1. This is Rebirth, JLA and Titan counterparts captured by the Key, and they don't trust one another. They break out, and the Key gets away. Key is working for some big bad. Then we jump into our 4 out of 5s, and I have to get Harley because she's knocking at the door, so bear with me. For those that have been keeping tallies on Geek Brunch, I was looking for She-Dragon, which seems like it's a really hard to find and expensive issue. And one of the listeners pointed me to an affordable copy, so I was really happy that David Levine pointed me to an affordable copy of She-Dragon. But now I'm back, and we get to the 4 out of 5s. We had Wonder Woman 19. Wonder Woman and crew prepare for a battle to go after Barbara Minerva. That is the cheetah. We have Commandy Challenge Number 3. This is Palmiotti and Connor as he is rescued by a turtle buccaneer who thinks he is good because of a photo. That's a weird one. But I remember it now. It was like a pirate, buccaneer type turtle. They grow plant-like people and eat them. That was cool because he started to, I think he was starting to have feelings for this one plant girl. The bats attack them, so these are like huge, like man bats that attack her and Commandy. And then they find themselves captured by the Jaguar people. And the challenge was each issue is written and drawn by a different person, so you leave him on a cliffhanger, and then the new team has to figure out how to get him out of it. And then they live on a cliffhanger and hand it out to the next team. And this was based on a series that came out Challenge back in the 80s, and it was the DC Challenge. Well, the Commandy Challenge was based on that. We have Legion of Superheroes number 297. This is Cosmic Boy Origin as he is angry because his family was blown up. This was a good issue. Two alive but badly hurt. Two of his family are alive but badly hurt. And he goes after the terrorists and almost gets killed. We have Ghost Rider 46 and 47, and it's going to take me on a short tangent because I want to see if I completed that run. I was looking to complete the Danny Ketch run at one point, and I was close. And I don't know if I finished or if I went down another rabbit hole, so I'm going to scan it real quick. Looks like I'm only missing issue 53 and annual number 2. I'm going to write those down if you don't mind, because I might as well finish this. Ghost Rider annual number 2. And we need, 82. We need number 82 of Ghost Rider. And I thought we said 53. So I'm missing 3 issues of that run of Ghost Rider. Of the original run I was working on, too. I'm meeting quite a bit, missing a lot. But I filled in a lot of the back end of the run. And I have to get a lot of the early one, but I got the real expensive one out of the way, which is number 1 and the Marvel Spotlight. So I got to do that at some point and just finish it. Let's see what other volumes of Ghost Rider I need. Volume 3 I'm done with, except I don't have the Wizard promotional 0.5. So I got to search that one that was in the Wizard magazine. And then the 6th series I have all of. The 7th series I have all of. Oh no, I don't. I'm missing 31 through 35. That was the Jason Aaron run in annual number 1. So I need to finish that one too. But I'm close. Ghost Rider 8th series, which is the Fear Itself stuff. That was 9 issues. I have all that. The 9th series. Looks like I have all of it. Up through issue 5. And that's the last volume. So I'm very close to having every single Ghost Rider ever published. And on that tangent, let's go back to this was issues 46 and 47. Daniel Ketch dies making the sacrifice. Caretaker tells his mom that he and Ghost Rider curse vengeance become. Caretaker tells his mom that I don't know what I wrote here. That had he Ghost Rider curse vengeance. Becomes new Ghost Rider. Well, this is when Vengeance becomes the new Ghost Rider, but I don't know what I meant by Caretaker tells his mom. Mm-mm-mm. The next arc, he is being hunted down by Dread for an organization called Hellgate. A bunch of his cop friends get killed by Dread. And what I mean by that is Vengeance was a cop, the guy that took over for Ghost Rider. And leading up to 50 is where I think Danny Ketch gets the title back from Vengeance being Ghost Rider. We have Star Trek, which is the IDW book of the week. Star Trek Green Lantern, Volume 2, Number 3. Khan becomes Red Lantern. That's the Khan that we all know from The Wrath of Khan. And attacks the Enterprise. Sinestro on his way to Oa. And Hal tries to side with the Manhunters. We have Flash number 19, Flash and Captain Boomerang in the Outback fighting the Weavers. Wally finds out about his father. That means his father was the Reverse Flash. And Boomerang lies about him being a hero because he knows that the Suicide Squad's essentially killed his father. We have Flash Annual number 9. This is Legends of the Dead Earth. This is an Elseworlds. Brian and no, these are Elseworlds, but they're called Legends of the Dead Earth. Brian and Tristan and the Flash religion and the Book of Iris. This is about two brothers essentially, and being in a Flash religion, and the religion that actually worships the Book of Iris. That was an annual event for DC that year. We have Detective Comics number 973 as a 5 out of 5. And this is Cassandra has flashbacks of father and confronts a mother who is Shiva. The headquarters is attacked by the League of Shadows and Gotham becomes overcome. Ra's al Ghul is also involved. We have Suicide Squad number 14, which is a 5 out of 5. Harley and the team go for revenge after death of Hack. She was a character that joined the team during this time frame. Deadshot with Rustum and the group, and everyone thinks he betrayed the team. And what I mean by that is that Deadshot betrayed the Suicide Squad team. Everybody on the Suicide Squad side thinks he betrayed the team to go off with the other guys, the original Suicide Squad. We have Captain Boomerang killed Hack, and nobody knows that he was the killer. Harley gets shot by Boomerang. Captain Boomerang, Killer Croc, and Enchantress attack, and Amanda Waller is revealed to be alive. In the previous issues, she was thought to be dead by Deadshot's bullet. And that is another wrap-up from Mike M's Weekly Reads. I hope you enjoyed it. Harley's knocking at the door. You can reach me at mike@comicbooknoise.com. On the Twitter, it's @MikeMyersBrunch. On the Facebooks, you can go to the Geek Brunch podcast site and click the like button on Facebook and follow all the episode threads there and communicate with me. Also on geekbrunchpodcast.com. And thank you for listening. Bye bye.